Today we're visiting with Boone School Superintendent Julie Trappa.
Good morning.
I've been telling people the last regular school board meeting.
Last regular meeting.
Yeah. We'll already have another special one coming up. But you already knew you were going to have a work session meeting.
We did. Yeah.
Let's go back to the other special meeting you had a week ago.
Okay.
It's going to be over a week ago now.
Yeah.
But at that one, it was we were going to do a bond sale. Mm-hmm. Got some pretty good bids. Actually, with everything that's been going on, you got some really decent bids on that. It's about $4.8 million and should be the last bond sale you have to do the complete financing.
Yeah. We got great rates. That was awesome, especially given, you know, the climate. That was a little nerve-wracking. And so good rates and a good deal.
And for patrons, if you're wondering how it gets paid for, it's going to be with our PEPL levy.
Yes, PEPL levy. So that's how it will get paid.
You guys voted it a while ago, and this is exactly, you know. Of course, it also means that there's some of that PEPL levy that you were covering other things, purchasing buses and things like that.
So we'll use sales tax for that instead. So, yeah, PEPL levy and sales tax, there's a lot of interchangeability with that. So that gives us the flexibility to use our PEPL funds for something like that.
So this helped out. Again, they had a solid opportunity for it. But we did a non-callable, but it's a short term.
It's short term, and we did non-callable because that saved a lot of dollars to do so. So, again,
trying reduction in interest. Yes.
Yeah, reduction in interest. So that helps a lot.
So we'll finalize getting those bonds sold. Mm-hmm. That'll be part of the meeting on the 15th. The other one was you were going to do a work session on goals anyway and review. So we did get our list of graduates approved.
We did.
Yay.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're there already.
And yes, we will be outside.
We're going to be outside.
We're going for Geppinger Field.
We're going for Geppinger Field again. The plus is, if there's inclement weather, we have a newly remodeled gym with air conditioning. So that's our backup, but we're going to hope to be on Geppinger. I like the opportunity to have no tickets so that anyone who wants to attend can. So that's where we're going to stay out there.
We've got space out there, so we'll be going forward with that. Some of the other things from the meeting last night, obviously on facility updates, you did have Lang Construction. They're your management firm, and talked about this a long time ago when the project actually was getting ready to start with DLR. And one of the upsides of having a management firm, and you had both Jeremy Pritchard and Dr. Melhouse really working on this, you wanted somebody that would be there to help facilitate everything because it's pretty complex. You've got, 13 contractors and then subcontractors, and
there's a lot of working parts.
A lot of moving parts.
Yes, and having the construction management team helps make sure the project's moving along in the fashion that we want it to, and we've been really pleased with how that's worked out.
And they gave a little presentation kind of the timeline and everything down to seeding grass.
Down to seeding grass. Yeah, they've got it down. And again, you could see from the timeline that we're scheduled to still open on time. I get asked that question a lot. And so they did give that update, and we should be still good to go. We've got furniture coming in June even. So that's exciting to start looking at furniture and have that come into the building.
I think they even said that when they were closing off some parts of the building, even autumn
wouldn't
be. Even autumn wouldn't be.
Even autumn's not allowed in. This has been pretty amazing to see the progress, and it has clipped along regardless of any of the weather pieces that may have impacted it. They've done a nice job of helping make sure that happens. But last night they shared they had received a safety award a couple months back and shared that award with the board because the board had not had that opportunity. And what's unique about that is most of the time you have a general contractor. It's unique to have a construction management team win this kind of safety award because they have to have the kind of relationships with their contractors, and we have phenomenal contractors on the job, so won a safety award. So they shared that.
Pretty impressive. And again, mud and all. Mud and all. Yes, we have had some muddy conditions out there.
Yeah.
We did last night got a little presentation from Jill Lang, the teacher leadership plan. A little adjustment in it, but some of it is because you got some resources to be able to make some changes.
Yeah, so our staff throughout our district had expressed a desire to have another type of coaching role, one that focused more solely on behavior, not just the instructional side. So we've been able to have that posted, and we actually have that filled, but that's something that we changed in our TLC plan to accommodate more support for our staff.
And that's one of those issues we have seen in the past over the last several years.
We have.
Behavioral issues have been a challenge.
They have been a challenge, and this is a way to support our teachers and help assist them with different strategies with the students.
And does this tie in with our social-emotional learning?
It absolutely will tie in with it. That'll be another resource for our teachers, but this is another coach who will help maybe teach how to utilize those resources in an efficient manner. And then also, again, different teaching strategies, just like our instructional coaches do, but for behavior side.
If the state of Iowa wants to give money away.
Yes.
No. Well, one of the things is you got another grant.
We did.
Again, it's all part of the internship program and doing things like that. And again, the way we use EDGE and IJAG and things like that, the district is actually very aggressive about getting young people out there and in the workforce.
We are quite aggressive in doing so. We had, when this first started, when the state first started offering these internship grants, we were among the first to participate. And this year, we were bringing on some new partners that we haven't had in the past, and getting students into the workforce and getting paid to be in that workforce. So that's what's exciting, is both the employer and the student have an opportunity to kind of try out that job before they're committed to the job. So great opportunities for our students. Third year we've received it. We're really excited about that.
I was going to say, you know, a lot of people will say, well, $23,000. But it does cover, again, allowing students to go and do internships. It helps you defray some of the cost.
It helps defray the cost. It helps the employers. They don't have to pay for that cost. It's for 120 days for our students. And we were actually this year one of two districts that received funds for this. So that's exciting.
Now, let's talk about the other part of it, because I know the district aggressively does that, but part of it is you've got a team that gets out there and finds people that are willing to make positions available.
Absolutely.
You couldn't do it without the businesses.
No. And our businesses have been really good about coming to us and saying, hey, this is a need in our community. So they help make sure we're aware of the needs in the community so we can try and meet those needs. And that's something we're blessed with, a community that isn't afraid to share those things with us. And not all communities will do that.
And that was a big way, or a big part of getting started with EDGE.
Absolutely.
As I recall, it all started by,
it did.
What do you need and how can we help you get there?
It's also how our EMT program started. Yeah. Justin said, hey, I have this need. So, yeah, we're blessed with community members that are willing to share the needs of our community.
So, and they're all going pretty strong, too.
They are.
And,
they are. Great opportunities for the kids.
Fairway coming to you and saying, we need people to learn how to be meat cutters.
Absolutely.
Now statewide.
Now statewide. It's great.
We did get the last of our, I guess, bargaining units. I think we got a tentative agreement there.
We do.
It's good to get that worked out.
It is.
So,
yeah.
Tentative approval for that. And that's a little bit different because it does include some transportation people, and they have to be reimbursed a little different.
Yeah, they're differently. So when we do the 75, the tentative agreement included a 75-cent an hour increase, but that's not how our drivers are paid. So that was $100 on the base that was added to the transportation so that we could ensure that all of the entities would receive extra compensation.
Yeah. Well, we have foreign exchange students coming.
We do.
So a little bit about that, because what we were planning is a little bit different.
Yeah, we thought we were going to have a student from Sweden, and that individual is no longer going to be joining us. But we have someone from Germany that will take the spot of the student that was coming from Sweden. And then we have another student that's also coming. So we have two in our board policy that we will accept two foreign exchange students a year. And we have both of those were approved last night to attend Boone. And so we're looking forward to that opportunity as well.
I know the discussion, because you explained to the board the discussion about residency and things like that. So a little variation. You've got former students that are just outside the district but still use the disc.
Yeah, so in the past at the board table, they've talked a lot about the host family needing to reside within the Boone schools. And in this particular situation, one of our host families open enrolls into Boone but doesn't technically live in the Boone district. And I just shared with the board that they're still our students, so we would recommend that they be approved to attend. The difference is the host family just has to recognize we don't provide transportation for open enrolled students. So that's the caveat to that one.
I think they're coming to town anyway. So.
Yes, they are.
So they will be. But do either of them play soccer?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We should find that out before.
We should find out.
I'm just curious.
Yes.
Or do they have a real good kicker?
Exactly.
I don't know. Let's see, some of the other things going on. I guess most of the others is just updates. The other construction project seems that last time I went by there, they were, it was coming right along.
We actually went through Crossroads last night and got to see kind of the progress that's happening there, and really exciting because one of the sides was already painted and really getting some of the finishing work. The other side, they were about to start painting, and so they also are on schedule to have substantial completion by the end of June. Because our homeschool needs to be out by June 30th. So that's our substantial completion date for Crossroads. So we're plugging along. We're getting there.
Getting there.
We're getting there.
It's I'm going to say more timely than the gym. I'll just go with it.
Yes, okay. That's correct. Yeah, we'll do that. The mats are supposed to be here June 1st for the gym.
We keep working at it. Yeah. Some of the other things, obviously, now is the time. Staffing-wise, I know one of the things at your special meeting you did do, this one I wanted to really ask you about, because it is part of a challenge. We're seeing this happen. Some incentive pay being offered. And again, finding faculty is not
easy. There are some hard-to-fill positions, such as special education and high school science. And so those were the two that our board approved incentives for those two positions, $5,000. That does come with a three-year commitment. So anyone who would enter into a contract with Boone for that $5,000 would be with us for at least 3 years. And so that's something that we are hoping will incentivize. Those are tough positions to find people. So
special education, and we've talked in that in the past, and and that's an area you had the expertise in too.
It is.
Again, it is a real challenge to find. And again, the demand is all over the state.
The demand is everywhere. Yeah, if you look at Teach Iowa, that is the site that everyone goes to see what openings there are, and hundreds of positions that are open right now across the state. Last year, we went without two special education teachers that we had open because we couldn't find people. So, yeah, that's been extremely difficult, and science is very similar to that. Yeah. And certification, there are certain certification requirements that also further limit the ability to hire those positions. So
the special education part, that's got to put a lot of stress on the balance of your staff.
It does, because when we don't have those individuals, the rest of our staff have to find ways to still meet the needs of our students. So it's we're all hoping that that will help incentivize some individuals to join our team.
All right. So with all of the things that the legislation, they're done, and I know you haven't had a chance to go through everything, and the School Board Association is probably summarizing a lot of things.
There'll be more board policy changes,
There will be. But I know some of that was trying to get other people being able to teach, and I know you guys have been working on, we'll help wherever we can if you're interested.
So we are starting to try and do a grow your own kind of programming and working with our local universities to try and make it as flexible as possible and encouraging. We have some pretty phenomenal classified staff associates that would make great teachers. So trying to utilize the staff that we have that would be great in the classroom as well, not just trying to recruit, but from outside, but within. So
to try to grow, grow your own.
Grow our own, and our high school students, to encourage them to go into education, because it really is a very rewarding field. And I think that's something we don't talk enough about, is how rewarding. And it's Teacher Appreciation Week, so it's a great time to talk about what a great career it is to be a teacher and the difference that you make in the lives of students. So,
yeah, for people that are wondering, yes, we do have our EDGE program and everything else, but part of that is getting people prepared for careers. And I know that you've made this effort. Education is a good career.
It is a good career. And if you want to, there's definitive purpose in that role, and just spend some time with kids. How do you not want to do that? That's something that I think, we need to let our students see that this is a career path that really is a positive career path. So,
all right, let's talk about getting ready for next year again.
Yeah.
What about enrollment numbers? Things people have questions about that. What do they need to do?
Well, so we have had, our secretaries have been calling our families that are currently enrolled with us to ensure that they're registering. I think we're around 80%. We really need people to register. Not registering will cause some difficulties in getting class schedules. So you definitely want to be registered. If you're not registered, we won't be able to transport. And we use all of that data to determine what our routes need to be. We obviously have to change our transportation this year because we won't have students at Page and Lincoln, they'll be at Ledges. And so our routes are going to need to change.
Trip.
Yeah, and our routes are going to need to change, and we need to know who's going to be riding, because just that simple change in location may change the ridership, but we don't know that if they don't register. So we need them to register. Yeah.
About 80% in the, everything can be really done online.
It can be done online. And like I said, secretaries of each of the buildings are calling parents. And if you have questions, they're willing to help. We always have assistance at central office if you just want to come in and have assistance doing the registration. But that's something we definitely need to have our families do.
All right. So the special meeting next week will be work session on goals and reviewing that.
Yeah.
It'll be, well, there will be, because some of the goals you've had facility-wise are there.
Yeah.
Now, where do we go from there?
We also hope that we'll be able to share some successes around the goals that we set academically and instructionally in the buildings. Our principals will share some of those. So, and then we also have come up with the goals for next year already. So we're ready to go for next year, and we know where we're headed, and we're excited about it.
Okay. So staffing-wise, we've got a couple of places where we need help, but otherwise...
Otherwise, we're doing pretty well, but yeah, anyone knows any high school science teachers, that'd be great, or special ed teachers.
So we could... commencement? Well, let's see.
May 21st.
21st?
Mm-hmm. 2 p.m.
Get in your field. Keep my fingers crossed. Mother Nature cooperates with
please.
You.
Yes, please. That would be great.
Got
they have for 3 years, so we're hoping for the run.
And then we'll be done basically end of
May
the month.
30th is the last day of school. It is a 2-hour early release. The Friday before, that used to be the last day, is a full day. So, last day of school is the 30th.
So we'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody, remember that now?
Yes.
We're not having any days off since then.
Yep.
I think that's most...
I think
most everything. Again, next meeting will be coming up, and then you'll be the last regular meeting before the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
Concerns about students, parents that might be looking at enrolling, because Boone does have two of the schools that are eligible for the new education fund, the new savings, education savings.
Mm-hmm.
We have Trinity and Sacred Heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So elementaries, but most of them are pretty well already. I think already have a number of students there.
Yeah, I really, I think we've always been about school choice in Boone, so I don't know how much that will affect us here in Boone, but
it's always been that elementary level.
Yeah, and I think that parents should choose the school that best fits their kids, and so we're excited. It does look like enrollment's going to be pretty stable, at least from the people that are currently attending, and we'll find out in the fall if we have increases. So,
and you've had some increases in people that like the new building.
Our primary grades are larger than what they have been in the past. Yes,
because I see a couple of new new staff members going in there.
That's correct. Yes, we've added some sections because we have more students. So that's a great thing to have happen, and we're just looking forward to that. And then in October, when we have homecoming, mm-hmm. we will have open houses for Ledges, our mm-hmm. Crossroads, and the gym again. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know you've had the question about will people be allowed to go mm-hmm. through the old buildings, mm-hmm. so, say farewell?
Yeah, and I think that they'll be able to do that. I think we also plan to have auctions, so you'll be going through the buildings for that purpose as well. So we aren't going to shut it completely down without our community having an opportunity, but focused on the opening part
right now,
first, and then we'll worry about closing.
We got to get our other buildings done, so we got a place to go.
Exactly. So we aren't closed yet.
Boone School Superintendent Julie Trepp, our guest on our program today. Graduation on the 21st.
Yep.
Ready to go.
Ready.
All righty. Thanks for joining us.